We have also one tool, the Code of Conduct on Images and Messages that are split by the NGOs. We have a new version of the of this Code of Conduct since 2008, and actually most this Code of Conduct from the Concord, the European NGO Confederation, developed very basic principles points, like messages should show the dignity of the persons that you show in your brochure or campaign or whatever, and you should ask them actually or inform them what are you going to do with these images, and if they agree that you can use their image for your campaign or your document, and also to be aware when you use children in children's portraits, because there is children rights and you should follow this right, and this kind of principles. But the main issue was that we don't have to focus only on coherent messages and images for fundraising, but also on daily work. And we can use this code to discuss about the ethic of the organization, because that's the key point. What are your values, and is it linked with your action? That was really the key issue. And it's now a lot of platforms, Italian platforms, are using it, are giving trainings on the Code of Conduct as a tool to debate also with the media. How are you interfering into that? Do you know about this code? Maybe we can talk and have a commitment on this Code of Conduct.
What is the response that the media is giving to your invitation? Are they responding positively to this Code of Conduct?
In some countries, they are really positively responding to it and saying, oh, look, we also have a Code of Conduct for photographers, for cameraman and so on. So we can debate and say, look, yeah, great. So now I can tell you what I'm expecting from you, and you can tell me if this is fine for you. There is a discussion, we can exchange on that. And I really believe that's how we should work together, because NGOs need the media, but media needs the NGOs also, because they are showing these alternatives. They are showing they are close to people.